Michael Jones joins me in studio. Very good morning.
Morning, Nick. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. And I'm pretty excited about this one because we are talking about the Blade Runner sequel, Blade Runner 2049. A lot of pressure on a film like this.
Well, there certainly is. And I was actually a bit disappointed. Blade Runner 2049 is not set in Petersham or Lewisham.
That is very disappointing.
Apparently it's set in Los Angeles 30 years after the events depicted in the original film made in 1982. So for those expecting any action in Petersham, sorry, nothing. Anyway, look, in this film, Ryan Gosling appears. He's a worthy successor to Harrison Ford, who does also appear at some point in this film, but I won't say when. Other new people in the Blade Runner franchise, as it is now, I guess, Ana de Armas, Sylvia Hoeks, Jared Leto, Robin Wright. Some interesting names there. Like you said before, it's directed by Denis Villeneuve.
Villeneuve,
who was responsible for Arrival last year. So he likes to do thoughtful sci-fi.
One thoughtful sci-fi.
Be prepared for some more. This film is also written by Hampton Francher, who is the writer of the 1982 original film. So prepare for more thoughtfulness. Now, Blade Runner, like I said, set 30 years after the events of the original film, but this time the actors are wearing clothes and hairstyles that look like they're from 2017 rather than 1982. I only rewatched the original, and Harrison Ford was looking very 1982.
He really was.
Sean Young had big shoulder pads and all, and I thought, wow, haven't changed much. Look, Ryan Gosling plays Kay. He's a Blade Runner with the LAPD. His job is to track down and retire, in inverted commas, Nexus 8 replicants who don't believe that their time is up. And they have to send Agent Kay because these replicants like to resist. On one of these missions, Agent Kay finds a box and a photograph. Yes, there are more photographs in this film that leads him to question the very nature and the meaning of his own existence. Now, the new Wallace Corporation, Tyrell has since gone bankrupt, so Wallace have taken over the manufacture of replicants. The Wallace Corporation, they're very interested in the implications of the contents of this mysterious box. So Wallace, the CEO / evil genius, played by Jared Leto, sends his most efficient operative replicant / killing machine, Love, played by Sylvia Hoeks, to go and follow Kay on his quest. And that's all I can really tell you without spoiling it. But what I can tell you is that Blade Runner 2049 is a pretty impressive film. It's visually stunning. I only saw it in VMAX, but I can only imagine how good it would look in IMAX.
Wow.
So if you get the opportunity, see it in IMAX. Cinematographer Roger Deakins has excelled himself and really captured Denis Villeneuve's vision. That obviously was that other guy's vision, whose name Ridley Scott's vision. Yeah, but beautifully. Look, it's seamless. Though the environment has collapsed by 2049, it still rains a lot in Blade Runner, and it also snows now.
Oh.
Yes, and there are some vast deserts as well. But some of the holographic billboards, there are some nice little nods to the time the original Blade Runner was created. Apparently Atari has made a big comeback in 2049.
Very comfortable with that.
Yes, it's nice. Some familiar faces do pop up in this film that should satisfy fans of the original and may answer one or two questions while leaving the viewer to ponder some other ambiguities. That, again, that's all I'll say. Blade Runner 2049, it's about identity, memory, and what it is to be human or not. Some deep philosophical questions there. And the viewer will be given 2 hours and 43 minutes to ponder them.
Sorry,
millennials with short attention spans. Like I said, this is thoughtful, intelligent sci-fi that will challenge the viewer rather than having them dream of electric sheep. Yeah, maybe the film is 10 or 15 minutes too long, but Blade Runner 2049 is a completely worthy sequel to whichever of the 5 or 6 versions of the 1982 film you might have seen. Blade Runner 2049, more a marathon than a sprint, but the endorphin rush will definitely be worth it.
Alrighty, I'm sold. That is long. I will have to forego my traditional pre-beer of watching a movie.
Don't order the large Coke.
Yeah, don't
either.
Do that at all. And so it will work for no matter what version you've seen of the original, it'll still work?
I believe so.
Fantastic stuff. Michael Jones, thank you very much.
No narration in this one either.
Oh, I know no one liked the narration, but that's the one I grew up with, so I still like it. Anyway, thank you very much for that.
Pleasure.